Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, AM 1400, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at Brainstorming Online. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work here in Ventura. If all of this sounds like National Public Radio, well, you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. As always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, 639-0008, or if you're outside of the county, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is success. All of my guests are successful, and they're going to talk about success in one area of life or another. My first guest is a success coach. She'll teach us how to have a winning life now. Who doesn't want that? My second guest will tell us about the enduring fascination with Charlie Chaplin, the most successful movie star of his time. She'll explain what Charlie Chaplin's movies can tell a modern audience. And then my third guest is the renowned and very successful attorney. She'll be talking about personal safety using social networks and mobile devices. And you can always join us by calling 639-0008. Michelle Prince is a best-selling author of the book Winning in Life Now, How to Break Through to a Happier You. Michelle is a motivational speaker, a one-on-one mentor, a radio show host, and has her own show, Winning in Life Now Radio. She has hosted Zig Ziglar's Success 2.0 live webcast. She's also been endorsed and worked for many of the most influential motivational teachers, authors in the industry, including Zig Ziglar himself. Aside from being an author, she recently was awarded the 2010 Achievement Award, Goal Achievement Award, by hitting more goals in the last 18 months than 97% of people hit in an entire lifetime. Welcome to the show, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure, and thank you for being our guest. Love it that you hit the Goal Award, 2010 Goal Achievement Award. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But most of my listeners are listening at their desk at work, or perhaps they're in their car on sales calls. We all want to be happier. Okay, we all want to win at whatever it is that we're doing. Doesn't winning, though, in life really depend on how a person defines winning?
Oh, absolutely. And what exactly they want out of life. I mean, we all have different definitions. And in fact, that's one of the first things I will ask, you know, whether an audience, if I'm speaking or a coaching client one-on-one, is what is your definition of success? Because I could ask you, I could ask everyone that's listening in, and every single person would have a different definition. And there's no right or wrong. For some, success is money. Some, it's power. Some, it's prestige. But for others, it could be having a successful marriage or raising kids to be, you know, outstanding adults. So whatever your definition is really defines and depends on you individually. And it also sets the stage for, okay, now that you know what success is, how can you measure it? Because if you don't know, how do you know when you get there?
Right. Very good point, Michelle. Well, many of us, particularly men, we define winning in terms of power, money, fame. You talked about prestige. And you mentioned some of the other forms of winning. Expand that list a little bit more. What are some other measures of winning that people can have in life?
Well, so many people want to have unconditionally loving relationships, and many people don't have them. So their definition might be to be with a spouse that, you know, unconditionally loves them. Others, it's about family. For some, success to them is maybe starting a company or starting a charity, providing to needy people. So there's, even though money and power and prestige typically are the first things that come to mind when you say success, it doesn't mean that at the end of someone's life they're going to look back and say, just because I made this much money, I was a success. Rather, they may look back and say, you know what, my life was a success because I touched this, you know, these people, or I made a difference in the lives of these people. And so it's really important, and most of us don't really sit down and think about, well, what is my definition? You know, what is it at the end of my life I can look back and say, I was a success?
Well, isn't it the old deathbed scenario, Michelle, where people are lying on their deathbed, they've only got maybe a few minutes to live. Very few people look back and say, gosh, I wish I'd worked harder or I wish I'd made more money. That's
Absolutely.
Generally not what you say in your last few minutes here on this earth. So how do you get to the core, to the basis of what are your values and how you will define success?
Well, the first thing you can do, and it's really important that we figure out what we're passionate about, because we all have a purpose. I believe that every one of us are here on this earth for a reason. And until we find our purpose in life, we're not going to be as happy as we could be. And so what I always suggest to people is, look within first. What is it that you really love to do? Or what is it that when you're doing it, you feel the most like yourself? You know, is it traveling? Is it writing? Is it speaking? Is it teaching, helping? And then the closer you can figure out what you're passionate about, the closer you'll know what your purpose is. And that's what happened to me. And when I went through this whole journey of really trying to identify, you know, what am I here to do and what's my purpose? And I came to the conclusion of what I'm doing today, and it's changed everything. You know, when you're working your passion and you're working your purpose in life, you're not really working anymore. They always say, you know, do what you love and the money will come. Well, it's true about that, in that when you're doing something that you love, it doesn't feel like work.
We're talking to Michelle Prince, everybody, author of the book Winning in Life Now, How to Break Through to a Happier You. We're talking really about finding your definition of success, your values, your goals, and that sort of thing. And so finding out what you're passionate about, Michelle, is what you say. Now, are the people that go through life and never really discover what it is they're passionate about and sort of lead a life of aimless desperation?
Well, you know, I think so to some degree, and I can say that because I lived a lot of years like that. But, you know, when you have a job, you may be good at your job, but you may not love your job, and you kind of get in that routine of you wake up, you go to work, you take care of the kids, you pay the bills, you make dinner, and then every day you do the same thing in and out. And for many people, there's just not a lot of fulfillment in that.
Mm.
And
go
on. So it makes a difference once you figure out something that brings you fulfillment and joy and intertwine it into your life. It makes for a much happier life.
All right. So give us the secret sauce, Michelle. What are some ways that we can live a life of passion and purpose?
Well, the first thing is, number one, like I said, define what that is for you. And a real good way to do it is think about all the things that you want to do before the end of the world, or think of your bucket list. Also think in terms of a legacy. You know, when we think of legacies, most of us think of a big celebrity or somebody that's made a huge impact are the only ones that leave a legacy. But the truth is, every single one of us is going to leave a legacy, good or bad. So to figure out, well, what do you want to leave to your family, to your neighbors, to your community? What kind of person do you want to be remembered as? And then ask yourself, well, what am I doing today to be that person? Identifying also what holds you back is so, so critical, because so many of us, including myself, you know, go through life with these limiting beliefs. You know, I can't do it, or I'm not good enough, or I'm not smart, or I'll never be rich, I'll always struggle. These are unconscious thoughts, but we all have them, and that's really what's holding us back in almost all areas. It's what brings up fear. It's what brings up insecurities. So identifying what those are and then putting together a plan to shift our thinking is one of the key aspects of having a really successful winning life.
All right, Michelle, I'm going to hit the pause button right now, and I'm going to ask you to go back and talk about that, because beliefs are so very, very important. Mm-hmm. And as you said, our beliefs really can prevent us from overcoming obstacles, achieving the happiness that we want. So first of all, how do our beliefs get developed? And more importantly, how can we change an existing belief?
Great question. They really get formed from very early in our lives. You know, good or bad, right or wrong, our parents do the best that they can. Our family that we're surrounded by have beliefs of their own, and we really adopt those as children. So, you know, whether it be about religion, about, you know, school, about people, about anything, we really adapt and pretty much accept other people's beliefs as our own. And then as we grow older, you know, whether we believe it or not, we still, that's all we know. That's our only truth. I'll give you an example of that.
Okay.
You were raised possibly in a family or in a school environment where people maybe weren't supportive of you, and you were told maybe you weren't smart. So your whole life, you go through life believing you're not smart because people told you that at a young age. Doesn't mean it was true. It's just all you know. And then you make decisions around that belief. So as you grow older, you know, somebody who doesn't believe they're smart may not apply themselves very well, or they may not go to college. You know, what's the point? But the truth is, it's based on a belief. It's not based on fact. it's based on what somebody may have said about that person or to that person, but it doesn't mean it's truth.
All right,
we're all holding on to things like that.
So let's take that as a great example. Let's take the belief that, you know, maybe you were not smart, or you were told that, and you were holding yourself back because of what you were told in school. How do you change that? Because this has been ingrained in you for years since school.
Oh, absolutely. And just like it took years to get it ingrained into you, it's going to take some time to shift it. But if we think of our minds like a computer, and everything that we put into our mind is like software. So we really can change that. We may have to debug a little bit. We may have to, you know, shift some things. But whatever that negative belief is, like I'm not smart, or I'm never going to make it, or, you know, I'm not good enough, if we turn it around, and at first we're not going to believe it. First we may say, I am smart, or I am brilliant, or I have everything that I need to be successful, or, you know, I'm good enough just the way I am. It's about repeating it. It's about saying it out loud. It's about affirming it. And I always suggest once in the morning and once at night for 30 days can make a huge, huge shift in your thinking. But it's going to take some time because, you know, but it is, that's all it is reprogramming your mind. And that's the good news in all this.
All right. So something as simple as affirmations can reprogram the brain to changing an existing belief?
Absolutely. Because, again, your belief that is in there is not based on fact. It's just based on what you continue to tell yourself. So if you continue to tell yourself something that is positive, that you want to be true, then your mind will go in the direction of that.
All right. That makes some sense. We're talking to Michelle Prince, everybody. She's the author of the book, Winning in Life. And we're talking about how you can become a winner in life, because today's theme is success. Well, Michelle, let's take it back a step. Okay, I understand the beliefs or the underlying principles that guide us. But most of us are busy. I mean, let's face it, we're running 100 miles an hour anyway. We're busy. You got things going on. You said children, kids, school, all of that. We don't have time to really stop and examine our life's purpose. So give us some ideas, give us some tools that will help us to slow down enough to examine where we're headed and to see if we're really on track for our life's purpose.
You're absolutely right. We're busier now than I think the world's ever been with Facebook and computers and all that. But the best way, though, is just take some inventory of your life. I'm a big believer in balance. And while we can't all be perfectly balanced, if all of your energy and focus is going into one area of your life, then you are totally, you know, neglecting the other areas. So taking a look at how are you doing in your career, that's always important, but then how are you doing with your relationships? How are you doing with your mental, your spiritual side, your physical, your health, and many, many other, you know, money and finances? All of these areas make up a person. So my first suggestion is take inventory. Where are you at, good or bad? Where do you need to put a little bit more attention? And for me personally, Billy, honestly, I'm a scheduler. If I have something that's important to me, like let's say working out, I have to schedule it. I have to get it in my calendar. Otherwise, it won't get done. So by identifying maybe some of the areas where you're lacking in attention and then making it a priority, whether you have to schedule it, whether you have to put sticky notes all over the place, doesn't matter. Get to it, you know, because you will be a happier person when you are well better rounded and you're doing all areas of your life, not just one.
All right, Michelle, that makes sense. But let me ask you a question. Doesn't what we want in our life change as we go through the years? I mean, isn't it a moving target?
Oh, it absolutely is. But now let me mention this, though. The core of who you are is not a moving target. We may change in terms of what we want materialistically or financially. We may change the career path we go. But the core of who you are and the passion that we were talking about earlier should stay consistent. Now, the harder part is figuring out what that passion and purpose is, though. And a lot of us go through life, you know, taking these different journeys to get there and to figure it out. But the core of who you are, the core values, the core of what makes you happy and joyful should remain the same. And if you really dig into it, and I look at my own self, what I'm passionate about now, honestly, I was passionate about it at 18. I just didn't know what to do with it.
It was unchanneled at that point.
Exactly. And we have to go through those journeys to kind of figure things out, but it should be consistent.
All right. Well, let's take your life as an example. We've only got about a minute left, but you won the 2010 Goal Achievement Award. You achieved more goals in the last 18 months than 97% of the population achieves in a lifetime. So give us the secret sauce. What is it that helped you to hit all of those goals? And help us to be able to model that in our own lives.
Absolutely. And that's interesting because that was from a personal development company that I noticed what I had done in the last 18 months. Honestly, though, what it boiled down to is I finally figured out what I was passionate about and what it was that I wanted in life. And for me, that was what I'm doing now, speaking, writing, going out there making a difference in people's lives. So when I figured that out and I finally had that aha moment, I made a list of all the things that I wanted to do based on my passions and my dreams. And it totally propelled me. I didn't push myself anymore to hit these goals. It was just part of who I was, and it literally pulled me instead of me pushing it, if that makes any sense. And I was able to just hit one goal after another, after another, after another, you know, becoming an author, a best-selling author, a motivational speaker, working with, you know, Ziegler Speakers Bureau, and many, many, many more. It all was a result of me figuring out what it was I was here to do and then just going after it.
It sounds like you figured it out, Michelle Prince, and you're the author of the book, Winning in Life Now. It's a best-selling book, How to Break Through to a Happier You. We all want to be happier. This is great information. If people wanted to learn more about you or about your book or anything else, where would you direct them to go, Michelle?
I direct them to my website, which is winninginlifenow.com. It's also the title of the book, Winning in Life Now. There's a whole bunch of information on there, but please also, you know, sign up for getting a free download of an MP3 on how to find your passion and how to live with purpose, because it is really so, so important.
All right, the free MP3, and it's on the site, winninginlifenow.com.
That's right.
Winninginlifenow.com. Michelle Prince, it's been a delight talking to you. Thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Great. Thanks so much.
Take care now.